Good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. I'm Tristan Fundagubi, the CFO of the Department of Water Affairs. My apology for Water Affairs, because the annual report that we'll be presenting is Water Affairs, but Water and Sanitation. Thanks.
Good morning. My name is Fishori Tremoloto. I'm from the DG's office.
Good morning, members. My name is Babalu Manyaganyaka. I am the acting chief director for corporate planning in the department.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members. My name is Mpo
Ufuke. I'm the CFO for Water Trading Entity within the department.
Good morning, my name is Nkululi Mola. I'm a researcher for this committee.
Good morning, I'm Sean Whiting. I'm also a researcher for this committee.
Good morning, Tubile Kete, calling advisor for the committee.
Good morning, members, and the gentleman, Nina Sopili, a researcher for the education profession. Thank you.
Somebody is refusing to introduce themselves.
Amanda Tini.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tyler Kweba. I'm the secretary of the committee.
Thank you very much for the introduction. I did not hear the introduction of the DG or a person acting. I'm not sure whether there's somebody representing the DG.
Chairperson and honorable members, I thought I was going to do the apology as we start with the presentation. May I apologize for the DG who has sent a written apology to the committee due to the other departmental commitments that she has attended to them.
No, thank you very much for the introduction. Honorable members, I don't know I will need your advice. We are politicians. At least we're expecting the minister or the deputy minister. When both of them are not present, at least the DG will do. With the entire management, which is what other departments are doing. And you might have gone through the report. The department is not doing well. For the past 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, they're getting a qualification. The other year they got a disclaimer from there that they can have a qualification. I'm just looking at the value of this meeting. Without the minister, the deputy minister, and the DG in this meeting, I need your advice.
Chairperson. Indeed, you've got every reason to express your discord about the absence of the political leadership of the department and the absence of the DG, much as it has been explained that there are other witnesses of the department, but I thought he would have or she would have given priority to appearing before the committee. Especially if the minister and the chief minister are not available. It's not on. We are getting an impression that the select committee is not taken seriously. And we are not going to allow them to go on and on and on. The committee meeting was known ahead of time. Arrangements should have made that at least the DG sends a representative where he has gone to, and I'm here. So I want to add my voice and to think that we don't appreciate what the department is actually doing. We really do not. This is an important meeting in terms of the constitution. We are doing our work, and I think we should be accorded the respect that we deserve as representatives of the people to engage the department on such a critical issue. as water in such an issue. To that extent, Chairperson, I would though maybe suggest that we go ahead notwithstanding, but other members will express their viewpoint on this one. Notwithstanding, Chairperson, because we have no days, I think this is the last thing of the select committee engaging water and sanitation. Otherwise, we're going to fall behind our schedule, but we need to write a letter to the minister consent to say that we express our disquiet about the status of about a department not honoring the appointment with the select committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Also, the apologies from the relevant persons who were supposed to attend this meeting. The minister and the deputy write an apology. So, before we discuss whether the appointment, who has been appointed by the DG to represent him to the committee, then I'll very much after that, if there is an appointment letter in front of you.
I will come back to just want to verify with the secretary. Do you have apologies? How many CPCs do you have? In the entire department, you have only one DG. Yeah. Eight. They are all not here. Except Mesa.
Some of the DGs are attending the portfolio committee today because it's a relation with the committee. So there is a portfolio committee that is running concurrently at this time.
How many DGs do you have?
We have 8 DGs.
How many do we have in this meeting?
In this meeting we have 2, and 1 DG is 2 is in the other committee, and 1 is in intentional.
Alright. You are the DG?
Yes, Chairperson.
The DG?
The CFO is also the DG.
Okay. And the MP?
Alright. Can we have the apologies?
I received an apology from the DG, which was indicating that there will be 2 senior officials in her place who are the CFOs, and there is also an apology from the Deputy Minister. Those are the 2 apologies that I received. Thank you.
Come back to you, Honourable
It says, apology, my inability to attend the briefing to the Select Committee on Social Services. Thank you for the invitation to the above mentioned briefing. Please accept my sincere apology, as I will not be able to attend the above mentioned briefing on the 25th of November 2014 due to departmental commitments. The department's delegation will be led by 2 chief finance officers. The following officials will form part of the delegation: Ms. Ntabiseng Fundagubi, the chief financial officer, main account; Ms. Mpom Pukeng, chief financial officer, WTE; and Ms. Rupetra Mulodo, acting director, policy coordination and stakeholder management. That's the one from the DG, and the one from the deputy minister is as follows. Just a second.
Okay.
apology to the Committee of Social Services. Kindly receive this sincere apology for the Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation, Honorable Pamela Thurton, as she will not be able to attend the Select Committee meeting to be held on the 25th of November 2014. The Deputy Minister will be participating in a breakfast briefing show hosted by the New Age newspaper and Sanitation on the 25th of November. Thank you.
That means they are not going to be able to do that. That's the question of Bobabi. We have the machine here in the city for the committee. As we honor it, we will use our name for the Shilonga family. And here is a letter from the TG appointing party. It doesn't, I call clean the standard of Bobabi who's leading this education. Number is this from the website. But and as the economy is already, which in the summer is leading the delegation. Somebody knows how to do my economy, somebody's father loves it. But I'm here to the economy is already, who delegated the Barazon Mela, his department. All the staff just undermine the department that was missing. I mean, what I'm saying is, just undermine, and that's what I'm going to say in the opinion. But I'm so clear now in the school. Your land can go in social media because you know I'm not
Thank you, Jefferson. Also to express my dissatisfaction to the Department of Water and Sanitation. I had also expected this sincere expression that the minister together with the deputy were on morning live this morning with UN members. So they have known about this and accepted the invitation on SABC and should have made prior arrangement. On introduction, Chairperson, the CFO introduced himself, Mr. Musuke, as a CFO and not as a DDG. So as he's a two-in-one according to the letter that says he's going to be a CFO and also a DDG. Am I right in that? Okay.
Chair,
right. He's a CFO and also
the type of DDG is a level of the CFO.
Okay.
He is the CFO, but at the level of DDG.
Yes, okay.
It might not mean that he is responsible for programs now.
Okay, I just wanted that clarity.
Okay.
Thank you very much. So, just to say, if you remember, Chairperson, in 1993 we had the same experience of a department that never pitched, which we expected. And at this stage, I would remind you what we did in terms of that. I want to know from the panel that's been stumped by water and sanitation, will they be able to answer all the questions that would have been posed to the DG? And I don't remember what I'm interesting. It's just that I forget the your initial name. Okay, Uzi. I was just looking those interesting because I could have picked up on your name more than your name. Okay. If I could just say, there's clear undermining from the Department of Water and Sanitation, and the fact that from 8 DDGs, we couldn't even share some of the DDGs to come here, but people have been mandated to do their own job as DDGs. For me, that's the concern, and it means we are being undermined as a House of Senate. In Yongos, no, I don't think. If I'm in a map on the German country, it's like, as you know, better we have, who better we have our in the Basava born a second half. And the Basava and the Banabi will be born a second half. It's not in a second half, but the Basava born a first half. And goes for cool.
Honorable Scott, was your hand up?
No.
Okay, Honorable Zoane, then it was Honorable Mkul.
No, I just wanted to establish that here. leader of the delegation says that there is a concurrent meeting with the portfolio committee in the NA, is it? Is the minister there? Or the DG is there because nobody is there either from the political leadership of the department? Is the DG with the portfolio committee? What is that happening?
No, no, Chair, she's not in the committee. Chairperson, I don't think I'll be able to answer that because I may have not seen him on TV and she might be on TV. And
no, ma'am. No, ma'am. It's not a secret. We want to trust you on what you're going to present here. If you hide small facts like this, then I have a problem with it. A serious problem. Where is it?
Chairperson, I would assume that she is at a new age breakfast. I really assume because she never told me that she's going there. No, she is not in AA. That one I can confirm. She is not in Cape Town.
No, thank you very much, honorable members. I have the same feeling that is being undermined. But taking note of what is happening, because even if the meeting, the portfolio committee and it was not there, till the DG, oh, I forgot about it.
I want to share on that. I just going to come after me. So that this was easy. I also raised my concern.
Okay, no, I'm sorry for that. I had already forgot. No, it's in time.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. Can I come and open my phone? I don't talk too much. I believe in action. I don't believe in speaking. That's why most of the time you'll never find me speaking. I believe in speaking. That's my policy. You count members of the Select Committee. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We are 6 years. Others are here and they are still coming. We have left our constituencies yesterday, rushing to the airport, so that you meet us here, we kill all the business of the department. You come here, four of you, take advantage. No. We are members of the state committee, for appellations, we don't have to mind them. Know that you are going to be compelled to mind us. You are here because of us. If it was not politics, we would not be here. Don't take advantage of us, never, in a day. Chairperson, I'm going to propose that we postpone this meeting. And the department take us from our different destinations to prepare for this meeting. We're going to leave here and leave in the going home. From the first to the third is conscious work. From the estate, we shall be on leave. But before we say, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, we want to see this department have executed this responsibility. We don't have time, guys. God, we don't have time. Time is not on our side. Parliament is under siege, and we are also beaten also. We don't want the entire world to see us as CC. We are here for salaries. We don't want the money. We want to transform the lives of the people of South Africa. We don't care about money. We care about the lives of our people. We can't be playing for you at end of this. We can't. We can't. There's no issue in this. You don't have to go back to the Pretoria. We're not going to see a person and listen to all these people. Because we are leaders here. We can't and we can't. But, Chairperson, they must see to it that before Christmas, the department takes us to Pretoria for this meeting. Thank you.
Zwane, you want to come back?
Chairperson, the whip of the committee has spoken. I find it very difficult to negate the proposals that she has put forward. However, the situation that we are facing is a very painful and a difficult one because we now have to hit the messenger. The people that should be taking this heat are actually not here. The people that are actually leading the department. But we hope that the message is going to be taken through to them. I don't have a problem capacity meeting being postponed because the representation of the department is scandy. However, my question is time. Given the programs of the OPS2, are we going to be able to get this slot once again to engage the department? Because if it's going to be difficult for us to do this as a committee, given the tight schedule of the SOP, then we shall have to write a strong letter to the minister of the department, expressing our grievance and proceed. But if we are going to get a slot once again during this period for the end of the financial year, then I will have to rest my case. Thank you.
Welcome, Honorable. I'm getting an indication that you want to make input. Okay, no, thank you very much, Honorable Members. I'm sure the department heard the feeling of the members. We're taking this department very serious. I'm sure you are also taking it very serious. We are one of the most important departments. If I were to rank, I was going to put this department number one. Because we cannot live without water. In the country, I can assure you, out of 100 protests, 98% of them were related to water. And here we come today, we want to see where we can assist the department in terms of these issues. We are not at the same level in terms of the importance of department. The minister and the deputy minister attend this first show, which is an important part because they're speaking to the public. We do acknowledge that. In addition, the DG, and who are we speaking to now? My question is, that is why I raised when you started, what would be the value of this meeting? Not undermining you, I'm sure you are with me, not undermining you, but we're looking at the level of accountability. The person who accounts to Parliament is the minister. The minister, we are politicians, all of us. But when things are tough, we do accept that at least the DG at the West, because you expect the deputy minister, oh, at the West the DG will do, because she is a deputy. But now we don't have that. It puts us in a very awkward position, honorable members. We can proceed. But looking at the input of the Auditor General, when the Justice Department has been getting the qualification, it rests more on the management. The very same management that is not here today. I would have loved to have all the DPs, because the question that you're going to ask here, to expect them, that is what we do with our department. DG will just open it and allow people who are directly responsible for commission to respond on those certain issues because they are special on those areas. And the two who are leaving because of all two, can we proceed with the meeting? Are you equal to task? Will you be in a position to respond in all of these issues? That is what I'm asking.
Chairperson, I will also give to my colleague to comment, but from what I hear from the chairperson and also from the honourable members, and also taking into consideration the value of the meeting
and the responses that you would love to hear from all program managers of the department, which we as the CFOs, we are the support to the program. I would actually support the proposal of the committee that the meeting be postponed so that all relevant parties are present in the meeting rather than you pose the questions and then you say you will revert back to yourself. So that would be my take, and I would ask if Mr. Mofuke can comment on that as well.
Yes, Chair. I think because of the matters are raising precisely the issue of the audit outcome, maybe we should be able to continue to proceed and account for what is happening and what are the issues and what are we doing to try and address. I do concur with the fact that yes, it would have been nice to have everybody, DDGs, being here. But again, as collective leadership, we should be able to articulate what is it that we are doing in this department to try and address the issues. Because we are, as a whole, part of the management of this department.
It's not about being nice, it would have been nice. It's a must be here. Women is our reported element. I don't know whether you know that. Parliament is composed of two houses, the NA and NCOP. It's not a question of being nice, but it would have been nice that we had both. Well, members, I'm suggesting that we take a presentation, engage with the department, we will hear the responses. Then, at the end of this meeting, we may recommend that we meet again. Just want to say, to indicate to you that the manner in which we are prioritizing this department, we had applied that to come to you, like we knew that it would be like this, to Pretoria, so that you also invite your agents, you call them agents, so facilitators, water entities, so that you will find out where are the problems, what is the problem. In research departments, I'm sure you know that it's still a scope in the NCOP. Committee is not only head one department, we have five in this department. With other departments, you will find that problems are with the provinces and the entities, but the department is fine. In your case, starting from your department, how do you explain the situation, the qualification for 5 years? What do you say? We do have issues from the AG. There's nothing new that you're going to tell us about the outcomes of this AG. Because we do have those comments from the AG. And we've seen your plan of action, which to me is not adequate to address the issues that are raised by the AG. So I'm suggesting that we take the presentation, we'll hear the responses, if needs be, we'll take what Honorable Mpo is saying, maybe we'll just request one day of the members during the constituency week to meet the department. That may mean next week. But depending on the availability, again, of the people we're talking about. And to the one who's coming from the office of the DG, just indicate that we're very much disappointed. We heard that she has been newly appointed. In our first meeting, she's not there. Started on her own foot. Because this meeting, you know about it long. That is a proposal on the members. Can we take the presentation and we'll take it after the engagement and see if we still want to make the department. We'll give you an hour. That hour, 1 hour, it must cover everything in terms of presentation. Thank you very much. I don't know who's presenting.
Thank you. We shall be sharing the presentations amongst ourselves. The third part, which is dealing with the non-financial performance, will be dealt by Ms. Babalwa Manyakanyaka. And the financial portion of the main account, I will deal with it. And the water trading entity portion, Mr. Mufuda, will deal with it. Without wasting time, I'll hand over to Babalwa to present.
Good morning, members, again. I will quickly run through the performance information of the presentation. You will see that slide 4 of the presentation gives you a graph of our achievement of the 4 goals that we plan to do over the last financial year. From the graph, you will see that for the goal 1 of better development-oriented leader, the department achieved 80% of its planned targets. And for the second goal, that relates to sustainable provision of raw water, we achieved 55% of the planned targets. And on the third goal of water services provision, the department achieved 67% of its planned targets. And the last goal of protection of the fresh water ecosystems, the department achieved 64% of its planned targets. I will go into details per program where you see the red areas and the yellow areas, which are areas of partial and non-achievement, as indicated in the slide 4 in front of you. When you introduce themselves, committee members, the department has got the main account, and this is the analysis of what the main account has achieved. You will see that the main account did not achieve 32% of its planned targets, and only achieved 68% of its planned targets. And programs, as we call them, that have contributed to this partial or no achievement are listed in slide 6, as indicated in front of you. You will see that the red areas are within program what we call regions, our regional offices or our provincial offices, as we call them, and 6% of what was in the main account comes from those areas. And the other programs on the regulation and international cooperation and water sector management did not have any areas of non-achievement for the main account. When we go to the water trading entity, you'll see that the situation is much more different. 41% of what was planned was not achieved, and 59% was actually achieved from water trading entity. And the breakdown, the graph in slide 8, you'll see that the areas, the red areas, that were indicated at that 11% comes from our financial management section, and our infrastructure section contributes 8% to that, and our integrated catchment section contributed 17% of that information. And I will just give you an indication of what those areas are, which is a summary from the actual report. You'll see that in Program 2, water sector management, the department had achieved the development of our reconciliation strategy. These are the plans that the department does to establish the balance of water and areas where developments of them can occur. Yes, ma'am.
Where is Program 1?
Program 1 is at the end. We started with the structure of the presentation. We started with the technical part, and the support services has been left to at the end of the presentation. For this program as well, the dating sites, which is the data that we collect to assess the levels of water that we have, surface water and groundwater, our monitoring was also achieved, and we had various personnel that actually assisted us in achieving what we had planned for that target. The program 4 that have jumped to program 4. Program 3 is part of the water trading entity, so it's a bit more confusing, but our infrastructure is part of the water trading entity. So this is the first part that you see through the main account. And you see that with the plan of supporting households with interim or basic water, we managed to provide water to over 40,000 households. And these are the 24 priority district municipalities that were identified by government. Our areas where we partially achieved was our regional park infrastructure. In the provinces, you see that we managed to complete 3 projects in the Free State province, one in KwaZulu-Natal, 2 in Mpumalanga, and 1 in the Western Cape. And this was a partial achievement because our 12 planned projects that were planned to complete for the financial year could not all be done. So we did not achieve 5 of those projects due to, as I say in that slide 11, technical failures, and that has been rolled over now to be completed for the current financial year. And we also have a rainwater harvesting tank program where we install rainwater harvesting tanks in areas to support food production and other household productive systems. You see that for the year in question, we could not install 196 of the planned tanks that we had done and managed to install 2,204 rainwater harvesting tanks. And you see that on the far right-hand corner of the slide, we had experienced problems in the northwest, Limpopo and Mpumalanga regions. And this at the time was because of the excessive floods, so some areas could not be accessible, and therefore tanks could not be installed in those areas. In another program that we have inside the taking of the resource performance program, we managed to financially support 1,589 resource performers, and these overachievements was that we had received many applications in those Mpumalanga, Eastern Cape and Western regions, and that resulted in us to support more resource poor farmers financially so that they can access water. For our municipalities, in an effort of asking municipalities to conserve water, we had planned to support 71 municipalities, but we managed to support 61 municipalities. This is what, for lack of a better word, is an administrative error, because some of the projects were combined into what we call accelerated community infrastructure program, and therefore the number of our interventions that we could provide were supported through that accelerated community instead of this program. So that's why we could not support the team. Our catchment areas, this is one tool that we use as a department, compulsory licensing. In catchments where they are stressed, we do what we call compulsory licensing to rationalize water so that people that live in those areas have got access to water. So we had planned that we were going to rationalize new catchment areas in Jesus and Shafusa. We unfortunately managed to do one catchment, and Shatuze is almost complete. In this process, we usually award licenses. So in this case, because we could not award all the licenses that we had planned to award, our achievement was at overall 93%. So in the next program that is within our water main account, for the regulation. This is the program that we assess compliance with drinking water quality standards. We had achieved this because over GIPS, we assessed our water treatment works, as we call them, 980, and we had an internal capacity injection of human resources, and some institutions volunteered that they wanted to be assessed, and hence our numbers actually increased, and therefore we managed to publish our blue dot report that actually indicates which municipalities have got what we call a green job ability certification. For our waste treatment works, which is aligned with the green job report, it was the same. We had additional human resources, which allowed us to assess seven more treatment works, and our progress report for the green job was also produced to indicate which municipalities achieved their green job status. The last one for the main account is the international, our international cooperation. We had planned to establish two partnerships for the year in question. However, we only managed to do a memorandum of understanding, and we also had to, by the request of the presidency and the Department of Trade and Industry, had to include two additional. So we undertook a fact-finding mission, and because the partnerships had not been signed and confirmed by the two parties, we have not been able to gain an achievement in that area. In the water trading entity, our selected indicators include that for the infrastructure built program, we have managed to complete the dewat dam in the Limpopo province. The dam has started to impound me to collect water and was inaugurated in March 2014 before the end of the financial year. However, the bulk distribution, which is the pipeline that connects the various towns, your chain first and Evo Plateau, from the dewat dam to those communities, have experienced some problems, technicalities, and as a result of the 140 kilometer pipeline that the department has planned today, only 20 kilometer was left. So in essence, what the department is doing is completed the phase 2C of the project. Another infrastructure project that experienced problems is Mukolo. This project supplies water partly to the Nibibi Eskom, and the construction was delayed due to lower unrest, and as well, which compounded the situation, there was a high demand of the pipeline in the area, and there was a shortage of that pipeline, which could not be laid, and as well, in the area that was planned to lay the pipeline as well, they had experienced some rain flooding, and that delayed our construction timeline by a number of days. The Komati water supply system, which supplies water to the Duba and Madak areas, that was on track as we planned, and this was also fast-tracked because there were favorable conditions that supported the department to fast-track the project. The Mboti, which is a haven here, it was in attack, flight 22, that also was checked. The department managed to evaluate the affected progress properties, and there were no issues on that project as well. The 10 million, which is here in the Western Cape, was also on track, as we had planned that we should have completed the dam design, and which we managed to do for the impression. The Moen Gen, which is part of the Spring Grove Dam, what we managed to do is So the spring of them, the demo wall has been completed and has been under operations and maintenance. However, the construction of the 15-kilometer pipeline has also not been completed. But the refurbishment of what was done for the Moyenjini scheme, phase one, has been completed,
which is
the refurbishment of the Nyanza pipeline. For the Greater Letaba water resource project, that is also that is our plan target. Because we had planned that we should have drafted environmental management plans for the dam, and that was in progress. For the Dalin Dam, we could not complete the project as planned, as some of the resources that were allocated for this had to be reallocated to other projects that needed to be accelerated in Kubugu and Wamito. For phase two of Sutu, we are on track at the department because the well design as we planned was completed. Dam safety, where we rehabilitate existing dams. We attend that for the year in question we should have completed rehabilitating at least a total of 39 dams, which have been moving over from previous years, meaning that we are going to move over the erosion, but we could not do any of the four because the time patterns through the year resulted in the construction. And the demand supplies that we have with our partners that we supply water to, we manage to meet those, and also we manage to rehabilitate 20 sections of the canal. This is my program one. Program one on the vacancy rate for the scarce and critical scarce, we manage to reduce our vacancy rate to 12.3%. This is only for our technical and scientists. And also, we have the graduate training program, which we have to our learning academy. We managed to add 72 new graduate trainees and place the ones that have graduated in the department, 72 graduate trainees. For the number of job opportunities that we created from our infrastructure and all these labor-intensive projects that we do, you'll see that for our regional park, we created 3,000 job opportunities, of which from the rainwater harvesting and resource poor farmers, we managed to create 824 1 and 31 job opportunities, respectively. Our Adopt a River program that looks at killing all the rivers, we managed to do 202 job opportunities, and we also created 429 job opportunities from our intermediate infrastructure program. And with the construction of our water services projects, we created over 1,700 jobs. The job opportunities we created through our augmentation projects, our augmentation projects, our big dams, for the year we managed to create 10,000, and for our rehabilitation of the dam safety, we created 256 jobs. This is the end of the performance information.
Honorable members and Chairperson and honorable members, in terms of the financial position of the department,
The department spent 99% of its allocated budget of 10.3 billion, which is comparable to the previous financial year. The department spent 96%. The next slide is actually detailing in terms of economic classification in terms of the personnel, which is compensation of employees. We spent 98%, and on goods and services we spent 97%. And in terms of the transfers to municipalities, we spent the entire 100% that was allocated, and so forth. The next slide is talking to the unauthorized expenditure. This unauthorized expenditure emanates from the year 2005 and 2006, and I must indicate that in the past two weeks we did appear on SCOPA in regards to this, because it's only SCOPA that can condone not approve the unauthorized. This unauthorized was not actually caused due to the wasteful. It was a matter of misclassification in terms of the AG. But in the appearance that we had with SCOPA, SCOPA did recommend that the matter will be removed from our books. The next slide is talking to the staff debt. Part of the staff debt is the former employees of the department, which is the bulk of it is 1.2, and the breach of contract, which is mainly because of the bazaars that have been issued to the employees. Some are still in the department and some have left the department. But for those that have left the department, we do recover those monies. The next slide is talking to the payments that were made and this advance.
Can you repeat the statement of staff over the department?
In terms of the staff that owe the department, the first line is actually talking to the former employees of the department. This happens when the official leaves the department and before termination could kick in on the system, then the official would have been paid the salary that would have not been due to him or her. And as a result, it then caused the overpayment. But if the official is still within the state, we are able to then recover within the interim within the department. And if the person has left the entire public service, we then recover, we do make an arrangement in terms of recovery. And for those that are within the department, the deaths are caused by the subsistence traveling, but this is not the local one, it's a foreign, where we issue the advances to those who are traveling international. And on their return, they then have to submit the claim. In some instances, then the money that they would claim would be less than what has been issued to them as an advance. So in that regard, that difference then becomes a debt, and those are the debts that we then recover from them. In telephone debt, we do have in the department a system where any private calls that are made on the telephones, we then recover from the officials. In terms of the GG accidents, it's regarding to the government motor vehicles, where the officials would be involved in the accident, but if it was due to his negligence, then the money is then recovered from him. The prepayments, as I've indicated, this prepayment mainly related, the bulk, as I've indicated in my previous slides, the travel and subsistence, is that amount, but the bulk of in terms of the advances paid is related to the projects that are ongoing, which are related to the regional infrastructure bulk projects that are happening in the region. In these instances, there are instances where we need to buy pipes and due to the delivery, then we cannot clear until we receive the invoice of the delivery. And in the case of Eskom need to pay for them to install the line so that there is electricity available in the case of the project that is still underway. This slide on receivables, this is related to the receivables on claims that we have put against some of the entities, which amongst them was the Amatola, which is our entity, which that amount has been recovered. Then the biggest amount there is an amount of 4.9, which was covered in the I'm trying to get a better word. It's a fraudulent activity that was uncovered by the department, and the amount that has been reflected there, the investigation was on course, but those officials who were involved in those transactions were suspended, and the amount that has been identified was then referred to the asset forfeiture unit to recover the money, and we have the commercial crime taking place on that. In terms of the write-offs that we have done in the year previous year, the bulk of the write-off that we had was on the state loans, which was the old state loans that were issued to some of the institutions that were no longer in existence. But the biggest one was the issue of the Amajuba, where we at the beginning we did write off the interest, and because of the amalgamation, then the issue of recovering the money was not feasible, and because of the lapsing of the time, then it was recommended that the loan be written off. These are the commitments that were reported for the department, and bulk of the commitments emanates from the regional park infrastructure projects that are underway. And I must indicate this is part of the qualification that we had, which we are clearing in this financial year. The accruals are actually intertwined with the commitments. In this case, it was where we have understated our accruals and then overstated our commitments. This is also part of the qualification. These are actually the challenges that have been identified in terms of the program. In water sector management, we have identified those three challenges. However, there are interventions that have been put in place. In regional implementation, we have actually made some strides with numbers of achievements that have been indicated in different provinces. In the Northwest and Northern Cape and Western Cape, we managed to complete 3 wastewater treatment work, and there were 3 regional park infrastructure projects which were completed in the Eastern Cape, Free State, and the KwaZulu-Natal. These are the challenges that we experience in terms of the regional park, and I must indicate that the city bank, there is still some challenges in that project. However, the project is going ahead, though there are intergovernmental issues between the municipalities and the department. Some of the achievements that we have received in the International Water Corporation is those agreements that we managed to sign with Cuba and the Netherlands, and
with the Cuba one, there has already been some strikes that were made because the Cubans that were recruited, they are now being brought in to assist in the department. There were two also financing agreements that were signed with Dutch Oreo for the infrastructure which is taking place in the KZN area for those two municipalities. With regard to the qualifications and audit report, we have received the qualification on commitments. The three qualifications that we actually have, they are actually intertwined because they are all caused by one sector, which is the regional bus infrastructure. In the previous years, because this is when the chairperson has indicated that the qualification has been coming from years, and all those qualifications were coming from the effect of the RBIC. In terms of the regional bus infrastructure, as a department, we are allocated the budget that is earmarked. But however, as a department, and because of the constitutional, we are not implementing the project by ourselves. The projects are then implemented by the municipalities whom we then appoint as the implementing agents. But in the implementation stages of the project, that's where then we experience problems in terms of the documentation that are required for us to disclose in our books. So in this case, when we then disclose our commitment, we used the feasibility studies amount, which when we disclosed, we then overstated our commitment, because at the time of the project it's been conceptualized, you have the feasibility study that will indicate the amount. However, that amount that has been indicated on the feasibility study is not the contractual amount that has been signed between the department and the implementing agent. So as a year when we then committed with the feasibility study, which was the amount that would have shown the entire cycle of the project. Meanwhile, we should have used the contractual amount that we're binding the department for that financial year. And in that, we then had a qualification in terms of the overstatement in terms of the figures. We have since then had mixed strides in terms of ensuring that we do correct the misstatement, because it then comes from the prior year that we need to reinstate from the historical. What we have then done, we started from when this project program started. The program started in 2007. And then we then collate all the information from the years that it started, and then reinstate the figures according to what needs to be the fair representation in the financial statement. But also what we have also identified, which was a gap, was the control over the municipalities in terms of the supply chain management processes that they undertake. We then have taken a decision that as on a monthly basis we would then be engaging with the municipalities to ensure that they do submit all documents for the awards, because the municipalities are the ones that do the award to the tenders, but then we don't have that information from our side. Meanwhile, the money that has been allocated by National Treasury is being allocated in the books of the department, and therefore the commitment as we commit, we then have to commit in our books. Then the second qualification was related to the accrual. Because the commitment of the regional bus infrastructure project, we don't then commit in our system, which is the logic. Then at the time of reconciliation, we then identify
the some of the information that were not sufficient to prove the evidence. But in that regard as well, the same process that we are undertaking for the commitment, we do the same, because these two, as I indicated, they are intertwined. The last qualification was related to the assets. These assets are also related to the regional bus infrastructure, because at the time when the municipality then built the infrastructure, the ownership, there is no ownership because the projects are still in progress. But there were instances where the projects were then not completed. I mean, they were completed, but then we did not receive completion certificate from the implementing agent, and that then we did not then classify those assets as completed assets. And this also was related to the prior years. I must indicate that all these qualifications are not related to the current year, but it is a matter of the reinstatement of the prior years that project has been coming forth. In terms of the positive that we have, previously we had the qualification in irregular expenditure for, but in the year 2013-14, that qualification was removed, and in terms of management of irregular expenditure, that part has now been improved. As a department, we have put in place what to call the Financial Misconduct Advisory Committee. That committee deals with all the cases that have been classified as being irregular, as well as in fruitless expenditure. The committee is chaired by the demo from the CFO from the water trading, and from the engagement that they had, there's been improvement, because where disciplinary action has to be undertaken, that is being taken by the committee recommend to the delegated authority, and I'm sure he is going to dwell more in terms of that. In that note, I'll hand over to him.
Thank you.
Just want you to bear in mind your time limit. They took most of the time.
I'll try to
play around what is left.
Yeah, I'll take only 5 minutes. I won't go through all the slides. But just to highlight from our side, one thing we need to make sure to the committee to be aware, they are reporting fully on the accrual accounting system, not necessarily modified cash. So our presentation of financial results is slightly different. But if you look at the highlights of the 2 years, you see that in terms of revenue, it improved. And revenue, by the way, is the qualification matter which I'll talk to. In terms of expenditure, we're not doing well, because if you look at the financial, the non-performance, there were a lot of projects that were not completed. In terms of the liquidity, meaning that are we strong enough? Do we have the money in the bank? Can we pay our current assets and current liabilities? Yes, we are strong in terms of the current asset ratio as well as the asset test. In terms of the money in the bank, we are collecting money in the bank. In terms of the number of days that our customers are paid, it's one sum. We have improved from 208 days to 190 days. Normally, we should be at 60 days, if you say, but now we're at 190 days. And I'll just share with you the challenges we have with some of our customers who are actually also public entities.
I don't know. My document doesn't have this.
Can I move to remove and move? Press out. by the way, in technology. This one, yes, it shows that in terms of the income has improved, in terms of expenditure compared to last year, we improved, but it's still a big problem. In terms of CapEx, we didn't do well in terms of the CapEx. Then I won't talk to this one, I want to move. What I mean, members, when I say we've done well in terms, if you look at last year, when we were closing our year 2013, we had a bill of about 6.7 billion that we raised, invoices, and we managed to collect 6.7, which was 105. And if you look at the year under review, we raised 7.2 billion, and we managed to collect 7.6 billion, which is 105%. So that we are improving. Our debt book was sitting at 1.9 as we started, and the old was sitting at 5.3 billion of people who are owners. Money who are not paying for no water. Now, if you look at when we completed 2014, we reduced debt to 5.1 our debt, and if you look at the old debt as well, which is more than 380 days, it's 3.8 billion. The people that are doing well, who have actually been doing well. You can see with our payers, which is mostly our companies, private companies, the mines, they are paying us. They are paying us well. However, when it comes to the district municipalities, there's an increase. They are not paying us well. Individuals are paying us well. The irrigation boards are paying us well. The local municipalities are not paying. The metros, some of them are not paying in full of their debt. National departments are doing well, provincial departments are doing well, and water boards are not. But in water boards, there are certain water boards that are being owned by municipalities, and therefore they're not necessarily paying for our raw water. And I'm reading this, members, because most of the time, that's why we have a water treating entity within the department. Because we are, for each and every dam we build, where we store water, we at the end of it all, we have to charge, because we're doing a cost cover. We charge the people who are using our water. Here I'm not even talking about purified water. It's not the extraction water, it's just the bulk water. Water associations also, they are owners, but I'm happy that with regard to water association as well as irrigation ports, we are now on the verge of signing agreements with them, and I think that this matter will not be an issue anymore. Now, I will want to move this one. I won't explain it because it was a statement from the non-financial, all the work and all those that we're busy with. I want to ask quickly, Chairperson, and if you were to draw a line, Chairperson, I know it's not good enough, but if you had to draw a line, on the performance, in 2010 we had a disclaimer. In 2011-12, we had three qualifying letters. In 2012-13, we have one qualifying letter, but with other letters within the revenue management. But in this year, we had one letter on revenue. And the only reason why we had this letter, it was the negligence. Serious negligence that licenses were approved by the DG, 729 of these licenses, but we didn't bill those people. Now in terms of accounting, there was completeness problem that we could not complete our whole revenue. This matter is now has received attention. We did put our internal audit to do the investigation, and they've already completed that investigation, which will assist in improving, but at the same time, in disciplining the culprits who caused us to get the qualification. The other issue that we've done is that we now since October, we have now introduced e-rulers, which is an electronic water user license applications, where people now can apply for their licenses online, but those who don't have access to license to apply for license online, they can apply, come to our offices, and we assist them in terms of that. That will keep, because they will be able to track when an application comes in, up until when it's approved, what is happening in terms of that application. Chair, the other issues that I would like to speak to, that the AG spoke about 30 days, we're improving on that. It's part of the impact. We still not yet there, but we are doing quite well. There are still some challenges. In terms of irregular expenditure, I think my colleague already covered. There has been some improvement in all around. But there were issues about delegation, and luckily, if the DG was here, she was going to tell you that already one of the things that she has done in the 4 weeks that she has been in place, she has decided to withdraw procurement delegations to some of our construction units, because that's where issues were happening. When I say withdraw, meaning that all the procurement from 500,000 upwards will not be done as service to the keeper, will not be done as all the areas, because that's where things are happening, which are wrong. And I think that she was going to share that with you, which I think is a good move from our side, which will rein in actually making sure that we do our things better. But the review of the policies is underway, and the claim of people has been done. So I will always say that when you look at the audit, every time we look at audits, audits are affected by people, or they are affected by processes, or they are affected by technology. And when you look at our case, we are happy that at least we have managed last year, this year, to avoid the structures below myself. Because I didn't have structures below myself. I didn't have, but now I have. So it means that I've got competent people who are now in, and we have introduced 40 policies that we have put in place, which we are now implementing. We are reviewing some of those policies as we speak, and we are in the process of implementing our set. What's still not in place is the issue of approvals of filling of the post at the core of our business, at the regional level and cluster level. As you will be aware that when the new minister came, she had to also learn, and we are still now in the process. She's not giving us again back the approval to actually fill the post so that we can actually get our people at the various level. If you look at the regular expenditure, Chair, it has declined. From where we come from, in 2011, we had about the regular expenditure of 668 million. Today, we are talking about 30 million. It's going down. We're not happy about this. We don't have to have. Now, if you go back to the financial non-performance, under WTE, what is too much rate under financial management is a regular, because we were targeting that there must not be any regular, but unfortunately, we had some other regular expenditure from our construction unit, which is the one that is, we have a matter of orders within the department, which is a construction unit, which is where when the DD came in, said, take away those delegations, they must be the same as everyone and comply to what the prescriptions are saying. Now, this is what the partners here for here were talking about, that the committee that one is chairing is trying to bring discipline with regards to people must have the must be consequences of action people are doing, and so that they can be held accountable. And I can say at this stage, I think this report was still a report as at October. But I think it has been improved since then. We have already put disciplinary actions for older cases, about 43 cases of the 84. We've already disciplined those people for older cases. For the current year, of the 44 cases, we've managed to turn out those cases. We've managed to actually discipline about 158 cases. I think, Chair, I will leave there, and I will take the questions. And
I don't know who's wrapping up the presentation. We still have 7, 6 minutes.
Thank you, Chairperson. That was the presentation in terms of the performance of the Department of Water Affairs in the year 2013-14. And we are committed in terms of improving. We also do not like to be on the top 5 of the departments that are always being qualified every year, but we are going to make sure that for 14-15 there is an improvement. you have raised the issue of a management issue that was a challenge that has been raised by AG. Yes, indeed, at the time of the audit, our DG was under suspension, and the DG's posts were just been filled, most of them. So now we have a structure that is all filled. We have all 8 DGs that are present in the department. We have a DG that has been appointed, newly appointed, and in terms of changing, we are going to make sure that it is progress and improvement. Thank you, Chairperson. We are going to take any questions from the members.
Chairperson, just to add one thing lastly, we have managed all DGs have now signed up on the action plan, so that no one can come back when things are not going right and said, I didn't know what to do. So everybody is here of what is expected of them.
Thank you very much. Can I open it for discussions or engagement by members who wants to engage on the report? Honorable Zwane. Can I check on
the one? Thank you very much, President. Thank you for the presentation. We hope that you really are going to commit to the issues that you purport to correct as a department, given the fact that you've actually attended to the vacancy, especially in the top echelon of the department. But my question, Chairperson, maybe I have got one major question at the Department of Finance within the department. And if you read the comments of the Auditor General relating to the audit outcomes, it is really shocking. I'm trying to establish here what the people that are attached to the finance department are required for the job that they are doing. Do you have qualified personnel? Okay. And how long have they been serving in the department? That is my question number one. My question number two, Chairperson, is if the situation is like this with the national department, how are you giving guidance to municipalities? Because I think municipalities are going to be looking at you as a national department. Now, if your performance in financial management is like this, how are you going to guide the municipalities not to get the adverse report that we are reading here? The other question is, there is this tendency of issuing a tender for a job to be done, and then you recharge the tender and you design it. What leads to that? Because I would assume that when you do the specs of a tender, you know exactly that you want a service provider that is going to do A, B, C, D. But somewhere midstream, it is researched, it is redesigned, and it goes out to tender again. I can't understand. Under what circumstances do you retract a tender, redesign it, and advertise it once again? My last question is with regard to, this is what implementation is. You are still sharing the function of sanitation with human supplements, isn't it? What happened? They were not involved in the... Oh, okay. No, thank you. I will then withdraw that question, Jefferson, maybe. Let me stop there for now. Thank you. Oh, lastly, Jefferson, the MOUs with the international agreements that enter into as a department, how do they assist the people on the ground?
Thank you.
Any other inputs from the members? Okay, still thinking. Honorable Tai.
Thank you, Chair, and apologies for being late. You know, when I came in here, I was listening. Because, like, I was in a spaza shop, you know, whereby there is no control, everyone takes sweet, the other one will take water. So this is to say, like, honorable member who said, your people really qualified for things that you have just said that they were happening. Even if you say the previous years, but one can really see from the Auditor General's case that all is not yet well. Let's work very, very hard. And I don't know if I didn't hear well, because I know in the department, the question is like, when things go wrong, officials will run for consultants. The consultants are taking a lot of money. So I want to know with you, in all those things that you're trying to modify in the restructure or rectify your systems, when making use of consultants, and if so, how much money will you spend? And I don't know, if you have a strategic plan in every angle which you have your APP, how come that when you commit more than what you have? Is this still not an indication that there is something wrong with your people or personnel this week? How do you commit on something that you don't have? In order to ever end, what is your vision with the commitment of something you know that can end this something? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Jefferson. Tabitha indicated earlier on that this project has not been completed. What have been the challenges? I'm starting to think with your merging of water and sanitation coming together. There hasn't been any measures based on a presentation that you had put on the forefront that you will adopt as a department, as one department now, in order to move to the future. The fact that the loss of progress has not been completed, for what have been the strategies that have put forward in trying to accomplish that. That's my first thing. The irrecoverable debts from the staff, I know it's quite easy if you can locate that individual having moved from your department maybe to human settlement or to another department within the government. But for those who had moved out of the government system and went to the private sector, how have you recovered those irrecoverable debts? Because we need those. And that is in conjunction with the fraudulent move by the staff, which you had indicated, and I had seen that there are strategies that you had put in place in that area. The monitoring and evaluation, I've had results in that regard from your presentation, the monitoring and evaluation that you expect with the new imaging of the water and sanitation. I'm talking about the previous Department of Water on its own, but the one that's put in place with the department having been together. We have seen recently, as the Jefferson has noted, there have been water crises and so much torturing from different communities. What has been done in the form of intervention, because at some stage the communities were in demand and in the request of the minister to come to them, and they hadn't been in compliance. What strategies have you followed from that region on water crisis? Okay. Previously we had indicated that as a select committee, there should be a closer relationship on your strategies for future purposes. I just want in terms of linking your services to the Department of Health. because you might, you should be speaking to each other. I want to know how what has been done in that. I'm not sure it's a new proposal that we have initiated as a select committee. What has been done in that regard to pave that way? Do you have a buy-in in that, or is it going to be left? Because usually the water and sanitation cannot be really far from the services of health, because with children and all that it comes with, the diarrhea and whatever, and water service deliveries, it always has become a problem. I do note the progress that has been done in terms of your achievements, and I want to compliment that. In the true sense of big mark buyer, it doesn't mean there's nothing that has been done. I'd want to convey my compliments on the score. Thank you.
But the issue here called contraceptives. I'm coming from EOR Tambo, the address. You understand if the language is chosen?
Yes.
You know, the issue my mom is a person. Yeah, you're consulted. EOR Tambo, you beg the key. Consultants as needs. As Negwam Sodins, long Tata is family as a means from the department. Then, Abona Masabenda, you consulted thinking the test of Masabenda, Maspala, Abasala, Maspala, Imalin, and the Net Consultant, the consulted in the Ekas Weber Mayans and also in. But the Ovonam Sedins, when Zima, Abasabenda, Baba Maspala, Abapatan, Kalama nikakadia mbebe patala. Kodwa ima hindi, iambe neko nfaltea. Chongoba ibona kala na lafba, kwenze kalo hondo. Injinewa rege kule ndoe monitoring. Because in department, I call hands on. In this subject, that imali, embe nkoko, kwenze kele ndoomba imali, ituke. Lase. These prices corner this Ndala. Power water insufficient. Zindala, or a few prices that are detained you. I will put prices in there. You want the big demonstrate. As if it has grown to get to a salad or a spalier salad and this is one. It passes this jumper came with as equal prices in China. Who say, Lumso as Yazindala. They will not have money in the corner. Who do you can wait for the chairperson? I'm in touch with the Babu for Elsie's in the Malay. We ask by Yaki. So that means in monitoring, going at home. This is better than the guy who doesn't have Sala Uzo. Mamanta and Abitua Sedenza. Abayan the Chevrolet and Tomato City. Abayan the Sedenza, Abanta and Abitua Sedenza. So in Malay means I even said in Zinia Abba, Lambay. Yeah, it's good and don't go back land and level more especially over time. Now say as ready. Over time or purpose. Family, they don't bana the officials. The senior officials have made the money with the government. Never band by the Zakanya Umsuri on the ground. How can that force up out Italians or Bashanga Bezana Nabo? Who look in a no service on the ground. Salon? The second? I'm worried. Regional park infrastructure. And then you are saying there are three regional parks
infrastructure in ORM. Because the person, Sumashala Nekapa, but the Kabele Nisako, Sunasi Bonner and Dr. Rayo, Happy Pippin, Zinda, Mika Nikan, to assist in all support the department, to spend the oversight, let switch, let don't tell them, I better like Kandalana, Nanibone Rossi, the Halela Zinda, Mika Nikan, when the government is an department of Kabele, and also Sabi.
I just want to chip in on this issue of monitoring within the spirit of intergovernmental relations. I want to believe that the department does have a responsibility to guide municipalities, if it does not, that are responsible for bulk infrastructure and reticulation. You will correct me if I'm wrong. I am asking that in relation to what Mamomko was saying. Laughing kind of good. Ngabona amapayipi lapha angazi noma sehlathini noma ayiP engawenzi umsebenzi wawo. I'm from KZN, by the way. We represented the interest of provinces. What was happening there? Because my sehlathini phela that is serving the purpose of which they were bought. Mhlawumbe ningake nisiclarify ukuthi has that situation since been corrected, because government money was used to procure it. Thank you.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I think I was partly covered on one aspect by my colleagues on the other end. I think let me start by commenting the Department of Water and Sanitation. I think across so many ministries or departments, it is one amongst other departments which are led by female candidates, and it's a good thing. I think it's a good example. Both from the political and administrative sides, I see the CFO is also a female, and the newly appointed DG is also a female. Because we are confronted with many challenges of voice bias on a daily basis. Allegations of voice bias. This time I hear you are four, and I think I'm also sharing the sentiment of my other colleagues who are complaining there are no politicians. There are no DDGs and so forth. But from your obligation, I think I appreciate the fact that we have three females and one male. It's a good thing, and it's a good sign also. I've got gender transformation at its best, it's a good thing. I think I've got only one issue which I wanted to, which was in your presentation that...
Honorable,
come one and all of my calls. Yeah, they've got a meeting in terms of protection. Yeah, but I've got only one issue I wanted to raise, which I need clarity on around your support for municipalities. You have indicated that you've got in your annual performance plan, you had 71 municipalities which you wanted to support for this current financial year, and you only managed to support 61. So I want to know, the approach of the department, is it throwing the money at the problem, or the department that have any processes or systems in place to ensure that the money that goes to the department, you have strict systems in place to ensure that the money has been spent for the right purpose. Because municipalities, they normally approach the department for water, but when money arrives at the municipality, it's been used for salaries and other purposes. So I just wanted to clarify in that regard to check whether there are systems in place to ensure that the money is spent for the right purpose or the request that was made. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to make a follow-up on the Landole. What is the progress there? I was there, I think, 2009. And the dam was full of water, but it was a challenge that there are no pipe networks to take water from the dam itself to the exit, the taps within the community. So I want to know from then, when I was there, and what is the progress there? Thank you.
So thank you very much, Honourable Members, for the input on the presentation. Let me also welcome the presentation from the department. I don't know where to start. to be honest. Let me start with what Honourable Stock raised. Of the system, the Auditor General is saying
There is inadequate connection, and the consulting, there is inadequate management system that is resulting in poor report keeping involving billions of friends. That has earned the department in qualification. If you listen to what the CFO was saying, is as a result of the qualification which is coming far back. Or the general is saying something else. The emphasis that all the general is more on in management, capacity and skills within the management. It goes back to what he was asking, the capacity or organization in the finance department. But it cuts across, because America AG is not only about financial matters, it's also about performance matters. Then one issue that one is flagging, that it looks like we do have a challenge. I don't know whether it has been addressed. You will ask this so that you understand. My question is, the other question is that, do you have a master plan for the country? How do we resolve, Honorable Mamburu and Honorable Zwane, the issue of water in South Africa? Firstly, in terms of provision of water. Secondly, how do we want to bridge the backup of water in the country? And the third matter is on the water leakages, your blue scorpion. Where are they? Do we have a master plan of the country to address water issues? In terms of expenditure, your expenditure is 99% expenditure, but there are a number of projects that you have not done. Does it mean that if you had implemented all the projects that you had planned, you were going to overspend? Because we expend 99%, that's what I see in this document, 99%, but there are a number of projects that are not implemented. What would have happened if you implemented all those projects? In line with that, in your report, you are reporting that you have overachieved. Where did you get money for that? It was not about just spending. It's about what you have planned. You know, that is what we are checking now. You said you were going to do ACCT. Then, have you been able to do that with the money allocated to you? It's not about spending money anyway. The overachievement, where does it come from? It is the management. CFO, how do you allow sessions in the department just to spend or implement the things that are not on the plan? Because for me, that is the result of the 19% expenditure, yet other projects are not implemented. The issue of capacity management, not me, the Auditor General, the revenue report as well. Do you have an M&E unit? If you do, what are they doing? How do we come to this situation with the CFO, one side on financial matters, and also with the M&E unit? And do you have an internal audit unit? Maybe next time we invite you, those people must be here so that they can assist us. That is what is happening at the department. You'll have the person responsible for M&A in the department so that they are able to give us some reasons why the department is performing the way it is performing. It is dangerous to shift a blame to other spheres if you yourself are not really doing, it's not me, this report is saying that you yourself are not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I heard a lot about municipalities who are doing this and that, the regional offices, provinces, but your own report now, where you are directly responsible, it says something else about the department. If I may use one example, as they indicated that you're from provinces. Two projects which are related to outbreak.
project as a new one. I've been there at the strategy for 3 years. Each time we are told that we are busy with the strategy, we're going to finish well now, what? Long story. Until when I left, nothing was done. Only to find when we were busy with the planning this year, that money was not there, which we had to raise a dish about that. The second project is Hoshan. That project is supposed to be shared by Ibushka Bridge and Imbobela. When in 2011, I was told that there will be a connection in October for phase one. Until today, that project is not finished. Maybe I should end there because, like I was saying, there are so many things that one can raise. I don't know whether you're in a position to assist us in these issues, but when you look at the report itself, things aren't going well. I don't know what it wants to do. But I was supposed to ask the minister this question I'm asking you. I don't know, minister, what you're going to do. So I call you minister. Minister, I don't know what you're going to do. Because you are representing all of them. Minister and the DG. Because the DG, in this community, we're not talking now about qualification or unqualified. This is 2014. We're talking clean audit. Clean audit. What are the things that you're doing differently from what you've been doing in the past years where you got a qualification? What are the things that you're doing differently this year now? So that we are convinced that we will get a clean audit, which is what we want, failing which you land on unqualified audit opinion. Can I allow you to respond on the issues at with really limited time? We want to be out of this place by 12:30.
Let me just raise this concern, or maybe it's a cautionary message. You're talking about the issue of clean audits. I want to agree with you. This is 2014. I think it's upon us to be as politicians, because ministers are our politicians. We need to come out with a plan. If ministers are not able to address issues facing the departments that they are leading, I think maybe we need to, as politicians in committees, make recommendations, because we can't have a CFO who is failing to supervise the subordinates and come here and tell us that it went this ago, we conducted 75 disciplinaries. So many work days, this is what we did. People are very extreme because of funds. People are extreme because of funds. I think we need to, as politicians, because these people are talking directly to us, to make some recommendations, either of our structure, of doing other things about this policy, these officials, because we can't stand we have to lose the heart and the democracy. Thank you very much.
We're giving you 15 minutes the most to respond. This is a very serious matter that we are raising. I don't know whether you noticed that. Very serious matter. Maybe we should recommend that now, if the protest officials go and address those people there. Because most of the time, there's a protest, politicians have to go there. That is why our officials are relaxed, and they don't care what is happening there. I did not raise an issue of armor entities, water entities. To what extent are they monitored? Mpumalanga is very Bushbuck Ridge Water Board, which was, let me not say a case of disaster, but it was an unstarter. It was a non-starter. I know that it's being replaced by Iran water, which I feel Iran water as well is overstretched now. It's bound to fail because it's being overstretched unless if we add its capacity. But the monitoring of among the Nama, these water entities, it leaves much to be desired. See, they are part of the department. It leaves much to be desired. Can we allow you 15 minutes to respond to the question?
and see how far we go.
Thank you, Chairperson and honourable members. We are going to respond to the questions, the three of us. Babalo will respond mainly on the issue of the MNE because she's also responsible for the MNE unit, and she will further indicate what the process in place to ensure that the MNE is efficient and fully functional. And the Ntatemoseke will add on the issue of the project that has not been completed because they were actually mostly on the site. I am going to start and then I'll hand over to them to respond. But just first, I would need to maybe clarify the issue of the sanitation. The sanitation report that we are reporting on, the sanitation was still with the Department of Human Settlement. After the announcement that has taken place to incorporate sanitation, we then had the task teams that were jointly between the two departments in order to bring the function of sanitation back to Water Access because it was actually prior before it was transferred to Human Settlement with us. And that process is now being finalized. It's going well, and the sanitation function with their budget of 1.1 billion is now being transferred to the department during the assessment estimate. So now the sanitation is with us. But in terms of responding to them in the prior, we would not be in the position. But going forward, we would have to, because we then had to do some due diligence also in their projects that were underway that we are taking over as a department. The concern that has been raised in terms of the financial staffing, skills and also resources, and I know my colleague will add more on that issue. The report that we are presenting in front of us is actually the report for the entire department. And in terms of the department it does not have provincial status. It has regional offices. So in terms of the regional offices and clusters are actually under the national department. So the offices that are performing, which are regional offices and the clusters, they are actually the implementing arm of the national office. So in terms of the finance, myself and my colleague, we do agree in terms of the capacity. What has happened, the officials at the regional offices were performing functions which are dual, one for main account and one for WTA. And in that case, we are using two different systems, and that has resulted in the issue of perhaps poor management in terms of, because we are sharing, in head office we have two CFOs, but going down in the regional offices we then have one person doing both functions. That has been addressed because we have now split the officials, those who would be dedicated with the main account function and those who would be dedicated in terms of the water trading entity, which you will elaborate more. That process is just underway and it's in going. So the result that we had, it was at the time that we had some clusters. In terms of guiding the municipalities, I must indicate that the municipality and the guidance that they need to get from the national department is not the National Department of Water and Sanitation, but their national department is a corporate governance, corporate governance. But however, as a department, with the intergovernmental relations, we do work hand in hand in ensuring that we do support the municipality. The way that we do support the municipalities from the funding of the department is through the grant that is called MWIC, which is Municipal Water Infrastructure Grant, which was started in 2012 section.
That grant is to address the backlog in terms of the water shortages in the villages. That grant are able to also do the reticulation in the areas where reticulation is required. We also transfer funds in terms of the water services authority subsidies. That is to address the infrastructure in the municipalities. The issue of us as a department transferring the monies and no monitoring, we do monitor the funds that are being transferred. As a result, where the municipalities do not comply with the requirements of the report, the monies are withheld and then we do not transfer until the requirements are being met. The issue of how are the international MOUs assist people on the ground, I've indicated that one of the MOUs that has been signed is the MOU between the department and the Cuba. The Cubans have been recruited. The Cubans are here to ensure to close the gaps in terms of the technical skills that we have the shortage in the department. So in terms of on the ground, that their resources and also their skills will be assisting the department to close, especially on the issue of the engineers as well as the scientists. I'll ask Mr. Mufuku to respond on the issue of the tender. When do we withdraw and when do we then, at what stage do we do the readvent? Honorable Tate asked about the usage of the consultants. In the department, yes, we do make use of the consultants for those technical and specialized areas. In regard to the turnaround of the department, the department did make use of the business process re-engineering committee that was appointed by the minister then, and the cost of the consultants that we have used in the department is 501. Million, but bulk of that is also due to the IT services that are being outsourced. In terms of the irrecoverable debts from the staff, I have indicated, Honorable, that those that have left the public sector, we do trace their work of employment and we do recover. We have examples and cases where we have recovered the monies from those who have left the public sector. The issue of the fraudulent activities, yes, I must say that it was not uncovered by AG, it was uncovered by our staff in finance, where we have identified the discrepancies in terms of the transactions, and as I've indicated, those where the disciplinary is actually being completed, but at this stage I cannot divulge the information of the result because it's still with the labor relations. The linkage of the department and the Department of Health. The department has taken the recommendation, and as I've indicated, in the department we do have the unit of intergovernmental relations where all stakeholders, departments that we are working closely, we do have monthly meetings to ensure that all areas, because we are aware, as water, most of the departments, they are actually relying on us. NAC is relying on us, ESCOM without need to be without the rely on water. So we have that committees in place. Honorable Mpeku has indicated the issue of the OR Tambo and the Alfred. So I think, Honorable, that we cannot respond at this stage, but we are going to take note of what we indicated.
But what you indicated that the consultants are being appointed. They are appointed through the funds that we have transferred, like for instance the MWIC and also the regional fund. But then with the process that we have put in place now of ensuring that we have monthly meetings with the municipalities, those things will be uncovered. But I must indicate that we have picked up, especially in those areas that you have indicated, where when we're closing our books and we have identified some duplicating payments, we have recovered that money, and was particular in Asadinzo in terms of the consultation. But we are going to look at the issues that we have indicated in terms of, instead of repairing, instead of installing the new pipes, then the aging infrastructure is being repaired. And you also indicated you want the projects that are in that area. May I indicate that we will send you the list of the projects that are running, but it will not only be for the Eastern Cape. We will give the information for the entire country, that information we have in our position. Honorable Zwane indicated the issue of the pipes in Kanyangude. Those pipes were bought through the NIC, which NIC is not under the custodianship of the department, it's under the municipalities. But I'm aware that the matter was being addressed by the Department of Corporate Governance as well as the provincial government. I will make a follow-up in terms of how far is the progress in that regard. But it was in the space of the municipality, not from the department side. Honorable has mentioned the issue of the inadequate management system and poor record keeping. This was mainly the one that I have indicated of the qualification in terms of the commitments as well as the approval. As I indicated, we have put in place the controls. In the finance unit, from the gaps that we have identified, we have realized that without the internal control unit, we are not going to be able to win some of the deficiencies that have been identified. We then have created the unit of the directorate of the internal control. The incumbent of that post only started in 1st of April, which is in this year. So there will be some improvement in terms of the internal control, because mostly what the AG is focusing is the issue of the lack of internal controls and how to work closely with our internal audit. I think I've indicated in terms of the MME. I think I can hand over now to my colleague at the back. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I think the first point, just to reiterate the issue of the skills, whether we have the right skills, must say we didn't have. And in the past, it's a fact, and we have crisis addressed. And I'm happy that in my own area, just to share with the management, that I also have about 2 CAs that we appointed, whom I said we have started working with them. One is the chief director of financial accounting, one is the chief director in management accounting, but also one in revenue management. The challenge you are having, I think, is what my colleague has been saying, that when you go level lower and when you go to the regions, there we don't have the requisite skill. Now, one will say, what is the requisite skill? I said, we are using accrual accounting, and main account is using modified cash. Everybody, when they go to school and study accounting, they study accrual accounting. But the moment they come to government, they use the modified cash. They lose the other element of the accrual accounting. And therefore, it requires a lot of training. I've already advanced on training to make sure that most of them have been trained. However, we still have some gaps and we are trying to close those gaps. But the nice thing is that from our, from head office, we now have direction, we know where we are going.
Excuse me, Chief.
Excuse me.
Just as he is responding, I still have everything with respect to the region. At the level of municipalities with what districts, the department is talking about regions. What is the alignment? Because that's great confusion in us. When you say regions, are they demarcated according to the provinces, or is it something that is entirely different, or are they aligned to the municipal districts?
They are aligned to the provinces. So regions are aligned to the provinces. You have a regional, a Western Cape, there is our provincial office. You have in Eastern Cape, you have in all the provinces. So it means they serve the whole province. When you say our regional office serves the whole province. But over and above that, they have, like in my case, we'll have clusters where you'll find that from NRI, you'll have four clusters grouping provinces. You'll have a Northern, you'll have in Mpopo, you take in Mpopo, you take Northwest, you take in Mpumalanga, you take it as one cluster. Then you take a Southern cluster, meaning that it's Eastern Cape as well as Western Cape. It's a cluster. Then you get the central cluster being Gauteng and Free State and Northern Cape. Then you have the last cluster being Eastern cluster, which is the KZN. But now the cluster, you have people who are working. I have people working in the cluster. I have people working, as she was to say, in the region, which now has changed the word region. It's no more a region, it's provincial office. We call it a provincial office. Then in that provincial office, they would have the same, all those municipalities within the province. The issue about retendering, cancelling tenders and retendering. Let us agree that there are certain specific times when you can cancel a tender. And that time is when the services are not needed, you can cancel a tender. Or when the budget is not sufficient, you can cancel a vendor. Or when there are no people who are responsive to a bid. Now, I can only cite one immediate example of a tender which we cancelled, which you might be aware of. It is the tender that was the Hazelmere Dam, the one we cancelled. Why we cancelled it? Because of the budget. When we budgeted, we thought our expenditure would be about 200 million, but when the tender responses received them, they became 400 and above. So hence, then we didn't have the budget, we had to go to Treasury, speak to them, and only then we then re-advertised. So I hope I've explained that one. Pipes lying around, monitoring, I think that is what my colleague is, but we are indeed trying to say we need to beef up that particular area of monitoring as advancement, and then throwing the support of municipalities and throwing monies. We are not necessarily throwing money to municipalities. Before a municipality can get a money, there has to be a business case, a business plan that needs to be submitted to the department, interrogated before, and then only then they can be able to get money. In terms of Nandoni, what happened to Nandoni? Where are we in terms of Nandoni? There are two issues on Nandoni. There was a court case which now since has been resolved on the Nandoni because the municipality, I think it's Mupan municipality, did not deliver whatever it was supposed to be delivered. There were issues of procurement, irregularities, and whatever. The court then decided that the department must take over. We have then since taken over. We have taken this project. We have given it to the Pele. The Pele, to be our implementing agent. The other part of the pipe from the Nandoni Dam to the Valdez, is Valdezia? The Valdezia one, we are expecting that in December we should be counting, meaning that people should be starting to get water in the before the mid of December. The main issues there in terms of the slowness of the contractors to actually implement the project. The big question which was asked, do you have a master plan? We do have plans, but to say we have master plan, we are not necessarily having a master plan. And I think Chair, as we raised it, as other colleagues have raised it, that's the first thing the minute I would have told you if she was going to be here in the DG, we now try to ensure that we need to start working on the master plan. But then the question would be, how do you respond to the water shortages that are currently happening? Just to give an example, if you look at the RBIC project, we used to allocate to each and every province, but we're giving provinces a little bit of money and trying to appease each and every province to get money. Then the projects don't get, and the impact of that is not huge. Thinking now, the minister, that we need to go big, go and get into a province, resolve the province. And when you go out of that province, we actually have resolved. One of the typical examples is the one in Bushpuppies, where we now go to Bushpuppies, we are even extending. We go to Bushpuppies, we now even get into the water recirculation for people to open the taps. So we do the whole process, and when you get out of Mpumalanga, we should be saying, yes, the people of Mpumalanga has done it. Because what is happening, members, is that the budget has been scattered across, because each and every province they have, it doesn't mean they don't have all the provinces don't need them, they don't need an intervention. And if you have to go and need for that intervention, you require a huge budget, which we don't have, and which treasury doesn't have. So the minister was saying, let's focus. Like the same thing we are doing now in Popo, we need to focus on Popo. Same thing we are doing with the Northwest, we need to focus on the Northwest and also Eastern Cape. So, but part of the term is to come up with the master plan, which is going to be a master plan that's going to sign off and that we're going to, which even change what I'm talking about. So if you look at now, the project they're going to give you, the project list that they're going to give you is too huge, but it's projects in each and every province, and all of those projects, they're not going to be completed at the same time. This is also the timing that you have to do of how those projects are actually going to be managed, because you need to be able to give and show results and say, we're done now. Not just to have a project, but all of them are not completed and people are unhappy that we don't see any progress. With regards to the issues of how do CFOs allow spending, I don't know, that one is the issue about the over-ticketing. I think the issue that our MEC was over the achievement, to say how do we allow it, why over achievement, what does it mean, and the shrewdness of the 99, whatever. I think that you do the blaming, I think that is the CFO. The issue of Bombela, as well as Mukusan, the project, those ones share, Mukusan. I think those chairs might have to come back to you to give you a full details about those ones, because they are part of the other picture. You're gonna give okay. Okay. All right. And the issue of volunteering, it must be acknowledged, Chair, that yes, we have acknowledged ourselves that we are not strong enough in terms of monitoring of our public entities, and I think the minister, if she was here, I hope she was going to raise it, that she's now going to close and ensure that within the department we are fully capacitated to be able to deal with the nation, ensure that the municipalities are actually, not municipalities, the water boards and all our entities are actually monitored so that they can deliver according to our expectations. I hope I've covered some of them.
Chairperson, the last one that I'll respond to, you had asked a question about the existence of monitoring and evaluation and internal audits. Yes, they do exist, however, undercapacitated. From planning, monitoring and evaluation perspective, it used to be done by one unit. And since the organizational restructuring, there is now a dedicated monitoring and evaluation unit, although it is intensive, but it now exists. The current DG has committed to capacitate and augment that function so that all these areas that have been identified can be addressed. the intention is that for the department's monitoring and evaluation unit to actually go and verify the existence of what is said to be planned or the said over or under achievements. Because with the current resources, we could not necessarily do that, but just only focus on certain priority areas. So that's one thing that we're working on profusely to try and improve for the current financial year. That is the same for internal audit, because we service both the water trading and the main account. So all the issues, whether monitoring or internal audit requirements, we have to service both accounts. And with the current human resources, it is just not feasible to cover all the areas that we have committed. But since I'm saying that the current DG has committed to augment our resources, we hope that there should be a slight improvement. Another thing for over and underachievement, that is one aspect that we're also going to focus on, because with the analysis, it means there are some areas that have not been achieved as if rightly identified. So with the new methodology of analysis that we're going to do from the monitoring and evaluation aspect, we are now going to have to zoom in with the Director General's requirements to see how is it possible that we have planned for 2 and you achieve 20. Does mean that you have put it under plans with the purpose of overachieving, or then does it mean that financial resources have been diverted? So we are still, as I'm saying, at our infancy in trying to identify those issues, but just with the additional resources, we should be able to provide you with detailed reasons why those things happen in the department.
Chair, just to wrap up, also just one question that was not responded to. To what extent are the entities being monitored? We do have the institutional oversight unit that does the oversight over our entities, and we are strengthening that unit actually to ensure that it is effectively and being seen. With regard to, you mentioned the non-starter of Bushbuck Rich that has now since been disestablished, and together with Bushbuck Rich, another entity that has been disestablished is Bofilo. I think also the process that is still underway in terms of the institutional realignment reform that will look at the issues of the boundaries of the of our water bodies and entities, and where do they do the serving. And I think I'll take it as a comment, the issue of the rainwater, and I will take it up to the department. And also at this point, just to thank the chairperson and the committee members to afford us the opportunity to share with you our presentation and listen to us coming from the earlier engagements that we had, and we are going to take up all the matters that have been raised by the committee, but would also await your letter in terms of indicating when we can give the opportunity as the entire department to present to yourself.
Thank you very much. I think that brings us to the end of the meeting. I must say that with the kind of recommendation that we have limited ourselves in terms of input, because like I was saying, some of the things that we're supposed to be asking, should be asking the minister or the DG, but we have to limit ourselves. I'm still not convinced. We will see, maybe when we call you for this, the second quarter of this financial year. That is where we will be able to see whether you are turning a corner or not. Because now you're just telling us that these are the things that you're doing in this current year, but you don't have information on that. On that note, we want to say thank you very much. We convey our friends with the
and the minute, but we still don't write a letter to the minister. Next time, we're planning for a time. We're not going to change you if you come as you are. It shouldn't be a surprise. It does allow today because I think it was happening for the first time. Next time, if you come as you are, not because we undermine you, but I'm sure understand the importance of this department. We're not going to take this meeting. And the second matter that is very serious in airport, but I don't know what you're going to do this year. You use the number of consultants a lot, but you've been getting these outcomes in terms of aging. The value for money that you pay for the consultants is a matter that has to be attended to. And I don't see them adding value because when you get a consultant, you think you get better service than the service you have in the department. But if you keep on getting these outcomes, because some of the issues that are raised by the AG is information submitted. I know that they're supposed to get it from the department, but we are raising an issue about some consultants that are being used, but we are not getting positive outcomes out of that. Thank you very much. We then allow each department to leave. We still have one item as the committee to deal with. Thank you very much.
He's caught in your face. Okay, I know.
Honourable members, on the program we have an item. We have an item on the adoption consideration of the minutes of the previous meeting of the 18th November. Do we have copies? Okay. I'm sorry, I did not offer them anything. You can grab them from the juice. Okay. Page 1 of the minutes, is there anything that you want to raise there? Is it right?
Yes.
Page 2. Anything on page 2?
The introduction, just for the people who were just mentioning it, the minister, and just not saying minister anything, and assume people will know the minister. I know it's been a necessary, but not mentioned. If you pay whatever I recognize from just saying the minister, they will be for the NDP minister. Whoever.
Okay, no, thanks.
Yes,
for record purposes.
Yes, because maybe someone can be away. In the case of Herman, having an operation, is not yet. He wants to sleep out because I'm an alternate to this committee in human development. Just to specify and just mention them.
Okay, but because now we are dealing with minutes of what transpired in that meeting.
Yeah.
If the name was not called, then it's another issue because we can't change that.
Mm-hmm.
But I take what you're saying that in the future,
yeah.
No, it's fine. Page 2? Page 3? Anything on page 3? Page 4? Okay, can I have a mover? Honorable Nkoku?
I move the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Any second? Honorable Pavos Kobane. Thank you. There are some announcements. I want to request
secretary to take us through the announcement.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the first announcement is regarding next, this coming Friday, the committee requested that we meet again with the Department of Human Settlements, of Home Affairs and Health to discuss issues around Ebola. If that meeting is approved, it will go ahead from 9 o'clock to, yes, maybe 12. That's the first. The second announcement says, should I talk about the meeting that we had?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Will it start on 9 o'clock for both?
It's one meeting. We are talking about Ebola. It's just Home Affairs is coming because of the control of the border. Yeah.
The second announcement concerns our program for next year. We did submit a program, but from the chair's office today, there are some developments that may affect the dates. For example, the week of the 27th to the 30th, there will be a whips and chairs workshop. So that affects what we had planned to do as a committee. And then the following week, which will be the first week of February, also, there will be a pre-taking parliament to the people visits from the 3rd to the 6th. So we need to adjust our committee program so that it speaks to the dates. And then there will be an actual taking parliament to the people, which will be in the Western Cape from the 23rd to the 27th of March 2015. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Where I need input or advice from the committee, which areas or departments would you like us to visit? The people is going to Auckland, but the pre-visit will be happening throughout the Western Cape. So we need to be guided to which areas. I know that I would want to go to sanitation projects. Remember, we said we are prioritizing impact eradication. Human settlement was one of them. There was an issue also which was raised by my colleague Nale in a hospital that would want to visit. But I need your guidance for the committee. Where would you want us to go?
Honorable,